Hey, good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Okay, if you were in this relationship, how would you feel? The woman is about 2 months out from the wedding. A small affair, less than 30 people.
Oh, yeah.
Not a big thing. She found the dress, and she is only now revealing the plans to her soon-to-be husband. So she's planned this. She wrote online, "Help me reveal secret wedding plans to fiance." So they have two kids. They've been engaged 5 years. It seems like he's, obviously he wants to get married, but just hasn't really, pulled the trigger on making the plans. And she's like, "Well, I guess she found a dress," and that set everything else into motion. She was like, "Well, let me look up a venue," and then So, what do you think? If that was you, if you're the husband, are you like, "Oh, great," or are you like, "Did you want to ask my opinion on any of this?"
If I was the husband, I wouldn't like it. But I think there are guys out there that could care less.
Yeah, I think for many men, this is a dream bride.
I agree. I think they just want to say, show up at this beach, wear this at 2 p.m. That's all you need to do. And he's like, great. I mean, in reality.
Can't wait to see what the wedding's like.
Yeah. I know I'm a very controlling person, but when someone makes some sort of plan and it say it's the wedding for me, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's nice to just not have to worry.
Yeah. Well, except if
except
you get
that
to
I'm
the,
too controlling and well, I would want to know that everything is perfect.
And if you get to the wedding day and all of a sudden they're doing this thing and you're like, "I don't want that at the wedding."
Yeah. I mean, who am I kidding? I would need to have to know.
Right.
Yeah.
This would work for a certain person.
Totally.
Probably not you.
No. And I don't think it would work. I don't think Jay would like that.
Yeah. I could be okay with it.
Yeah, you could.
You know?
You would trust him that...
Oh, great.
And you know that Tim has good taste and that he would...
As long as I'm not going to get in trouble for not planning anything.
Yeah.
Which I probably would.
Yeah.
I'd be like, "Well, you did it without me."
Yeah.
So...
It drives me crazy when Jay has opinions. It really does. It makes me so angry.
What my pet peeve about my marriage is.
Yeah.
When he wants me to hear his thoughts.
Oh, it drives, like, decorating, what we should buy the kids for clothes. You know, it drives me crazy when he has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, this would not work.
No.
For Jay. But I know a bunch of guys who would be like, "Sweet.
Right.
What do I care?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it an open bar at the reception? Perfect.
Right.
You know.
Allie on our Facebook page said, "I had to ask my husband to let me help with the wedding planning."
Wow.
So he was doing all of it.
Yeah.
Which is rare.
That is. Yep.
You know? 79 Coast, if you want to chime in on this, 792-6278. So, like, you're planning your wedding. Who did more of the planning? I mean, in many cases, it's the wife. But, like, with... gay couples.
Yeah, I wonder with gay couples.
You know, is there someone? I think it's always just the more proactive person.
Agreed.
And more often than not, I don't know why this is, gender roles, that women end up being the more proactive one in a straight relationship, but not always.
Yeah.
Kelsey says, "My husband helped with most of it. It was nice to plan it together. The only thing he wouldn't let me pick was the first dance song. He wanted to pick that." See, that's the thing. Like, when you're planning
sweet.
A wedding, you have to figure out what is important to you to plan.
I would never let Jay pick the first dance song.
Oh.
Without, like, letting me know.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. I am a controlling jerk face. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I would never let Jay do anything.
Anything.
On his own.
Here's my question for the women who say their men pretty much planned everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did they go with you and help pick out the dress?
Oh.
Like, I wonder if there's guys, and I know I'm sure there's guys out there.
Yeah. Well, the whole, you're not supposed to see the dress, right? Like, that's the traditional thing.
No, but I'm sure that there's guys out there that are like, "I want to see the choices," or "I want to go with you." And
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. "Honey, I really don't like the the bodice." I really think, you know what? Let me fix that a little bit.
Let me just pin this here.
Right.
If we're going to get this altered.
You know what? I'll just design it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
That new sewing kit. 79COAST if you want to chime in. 792-6278. It's Coast 93.1. Good morning. You're on The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Wedding planning. Who did more of the wedding planning for your marriage? 79COAST, 792-6278. I think it's we've agreed that for the most part, it's the women who do more of the planning, right?
I think so, yeah.
But in rare cases, that is not the case. Help. Rhonda's on. Rhonda, help me, Rhonda, on this topic. You saw that coming, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
help me, Rhonda. So with the wedding, were you more the planner? Was your partner more the planner?
My partner was the planner, for sure. We were going to Vegas. I had no idea what was going to happen. I knew we were getting married, but we had a Star Trek wedding.
Wow. Now, was that your idea or your partner's idea?
That was my partner's idea. Although I love Star Trek, it probably would not have been.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, okay. We had a Ferengi and a Klingon that stood up with us at the wedding. And we were literally beamed up onto the Enterprise at the Las Vegas Hilton when it was the Star Trek Hilton.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. See, this is why men cannot plan a wedding.
Yes.
That's a 40th birthday, Rhonda.
Yes, I was just like, I cannot. And it was all, they wouldn't stop acting. It was all the vows were all Star Trek.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. And so at what point did you know that there was a Star Trek theme?
Well, he started looking for things in the Star Trek store, like, you know, like these really nice.
The Star Trek store?
There was a Star Trek store.
Oh, my God.
And they had, you know, the captain's jacket, and he was getting right into it. And he's like, hey, do you want any of these? And I'm like, no, I don't think I really need to dress up like that.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we're going to be getting married tomorrow on the Enterprise. And I'm like, what?
You didn't know until the day before?
I didn't know until the day before.
And are you still married?
No, we are not still married, but we were married 17 years. But
okay.
No,
so you were okay with it, just not 100%.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had like, you know, 6 hours to find a dress. All I could find was a Betsy Johnson black slip.
Oh.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It
oh, my
really
God.
Pretty. But it ended up being a lot of fun. But when I read through some of the things now, we're really good friends. And
yeah.
We still laugh about it to this day.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're a cool
that is
chick,
so
Rhonda.
Hey, listen, we're running a minute late. We got to let you go. But thanks for calling.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Marriage.